Hey, good morning, all. So we're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet over here. I don't know if anyone else felt it, but on Friday night this week, when we were saying by Mabel Lincoln, it was like the first time I actually felt like I understood what was going on. It was a pretty amazing experience. I hope other people felt that as well, but it was kind of just gave me a little extra chizuk to keep going with this. So here we are in Mishnah Dalet. So, Li Yikuv Adam Shvil Feres Shel Beitza. So this is a little bit complicated to describe, but here's the basic. So the Mishnah is talking about a candle that looks as follows. So you have basically a bowl, right? And that bowl is where the oil is filled out. And there's like a spout that comes out of it, and the wick sticks out of that, okay? So in other words, to fill up the candle, to get fuel for the wick, so you fill up this bowl with oil, and then the wick that kind of sticks out into it and comes out on the other side, that's where you light it from. So, lo yikuv adom shvil feres shel beitza. So a person should not take an eggshell and drill a little hole into it, and then fill it with oil. And fill it with oil. A person should not take this egg shell, fill it with oil, place it on top of this bowl of water, so that there's oil that's now going to drip inside into the main oil cavity. So in other words, now you're going to add an extra wet reservoir of oil that's going to be dripping extra fuel into the candle. And you should not do this even if your extra little reservoir tank is going to be made of cheres. Rabbi Yehuda matir. So the Tanakhama says that a person should not do this; it would be forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda says it is permitted. So the whole question seems to be: if I would go use this oil for something else, so the Tanakhama is concerned that I'm going to take the oil from the eggshell or from this extra reservoir of oil and say that I'm going to use it for something else on Shabbos because it's just the extra reservoir of oil. Now taking oil from that extra reservoir would be forbidden because I'm going to be taking away from the flame on Shabbos, and that's an Ezer D'Oraisa of Mechabe, of kind of destroying the flame. So therefore, the Tanakhama says it's prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not concerned that anyone's going to take extra oil for food from these extra reservoirs, so therefore it's permitted. Similarly, Aval Im Chibra Hayotzer Mitzchila, let's say a person makes a candle built with an extra reservoir built in, an extra reservoir for oil built in. Mutar, that's totally permitted. Because it is a single vessel, and therefore, no one's ever going to think I'm going to take oil from the reservoir to make my to make some food or something, because that's the candle itself. I'm not going to take oil from the actual candle itself. Only someone might have a concern if it's an extra reservoir of oil to begin with. Similarly, if a person has the same candle we were talking about from the beginning, and then instead of putting an extra little reservoir on top of that with a little hole to drip oil in, they put a bowl on the side of it, an extra bowl filled with oil. And this person takes an extra bowl, puts it on the side, fills it up with oil, and puts the other side of the wick, in other words, the side of the wick that's not being lit, puts that into the extra reservoir of oil. That would be prohibited. Again, for the same reason that a person would think I could take this extra oil from this reservoir, for Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and for the same reason Rabbi Yehuda says no one's going to take the oil from this extra reservoir, so it is permitted. And then finally, Mishnah Hey. So Mishnah Hey talks about something called Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'gufa, right? So let's say there are, we know that Malacha, the actual forbidden act, is going to be forbidden if it's for the purpose that it was normally used for, that it was normally needed for. But what if I do the forbidden act, but I don't need it for the actual reason? So let's see. So let's say I destroy the flame, right? I blew out my Shabbos candles on Shabbos, not because I want to do the act of destroying the fire, but rather because I'm afraid that I'm afraid of some non-Jewish people who are going to come and attack me because they see my flame and they don't like that I'm lighting Shabbos candles. If they listen because of robbers, again, the same reason they're going to find out where I am, they're going to come and rob my house because they see the flame. If they ruach ra, this seems to be, it's ruach ra literally is an evil spirit. It seems like someone was kind of like really bothered by the flame, and if you turn it off, if you blow out the flame, it'll make them feel better. And similarly, a person who is sick, who needs to go to sleep, and you blow out the candle so he can actually have a nice dark room to fall asleep in, patur. So all these cases are exempt. So in general, and we said in Masechah Shabbos, when you say patur, when you say you're exempt, we say patur aval asur, that you're exempt, but you're still obligated rabbinically. But seemingly over here that It's totally permitted to do this. Again, malecha shein esrich lagufa, when you do a malacha, a forbidden act on Shabbos, not for the purpose that it's actually needed for example, doing it, you know, to stop yourself from being robbed or whatever, so that would be permitted. Kechasal haner, kechasal Hashem, kechasal apsil, if a person says that they want to blow out the candle, not because they're worried about being attacked or anything like that, rather because they just want to save the lamp, or they want to save the actual vessel, or they want to save some oil, or they want to save the wick, all these situations, chayav, the person will be obligated, because you're not allowed to just do malecha shein esrich lagufa. You can't do an act, even for the, you can't even do the act even if it's not for the for its intended purpose. If it's just for some reason, like saving, you know, a little extra oil, we don't do that. That's the Tanakh Kama's opinion. Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Chulin. However, Rabbi Yossi says no. In a case when you're not doing the act for its original intended purposes, even if there's something as simple as saving some oil or whatever, that is permitted. All that is okay. Chutz min apsila mibnei shehu osaf pecham. Other than the case where a person wants to extinguish the Shabbos candles because they want to take the top of the wick and now use that for some charcoal. So if a person's going to that, then that's totally forbidden, because that would be a constructive act, and that therefore would be kind of part of the intended purpose of the malacha, and therefore it would be forbidden. But other than that, Rabbi Yossi seems to permit it. But okay, we'll stop right here. And.